Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie czwarte. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie audycję radiową o programie komputerowym umożliwiającym zarabianie przez internet. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz te, które są zgodne z nagraniem, zakreślając literę A, B lub C. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Welcome to today's news segment highlighting business opportunities on the internet. One such opportunity is AdSense from the main search engine Google. Basically, AdSense is a simple and easy way for website owners to place discrete ads on their sites as a means of earning income. You simply insert certain lines of code and then receive a percentage of the resulting income. What is so nice about this program is that it's very simple and straightforward to implement and maintain. Here are some points you should keep in mind. First, the program is free to join. Next, you only have to add a snippet of code to each page to display the ads. Also, Google serves up ads on your page that are relevant to your site's content. These ads also enhance the content and substance of your own pages. Also, the ads are less noticeable and annoying than pop-up or pop-under ads, and you can customize the look and feel of the placement of the ads. Furthermore, you don't have to deal with advertisers since Google manages the entire program. Finally, an online area gives you statistics as to the performance of your account. As you can see, the AdSense program can be beneficial to both sides and allowing advertisers to spread the word about their products and services, while websites that display the ads can earn money to support their own businesses or interests. Visit the Google website to learn more about this program and see if AdSense is right for you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Welcome to today's news segment highlighting business opportunities on the internet. One such opportunity is AdSense from the main search engine Google. Basically, AdSense is a simple and easy way for website owners to place discrete ads on their sites as a means of earning income. You simply insert certain lines of code and then receive a percentage of the resulting income. What is so nice about this program is that it's very simple and straightforward to implement and maintain. Here are some points you should keep in mind. First, the program is free to join. Next, you only have to add a snippet of code to each page to display the ads. Also, Google serves up ads on your page that are relevant to your site's content. These ads also enhance the content and substance of your own pages. Also, the ads are less noticeable and annoying than pop-up or pop-under ads, and you can customize the look and feel of the placement of the ads. Furthermore, you don't have to deal with advertisers since Google manages the entire program. Finally, an online area gives you statistics as to the performance of your account. As you can see, the AdSense program can be beneficial to both sides and allowing advertisers to spread the word about their products and services, while websites that display the ads can earn money to support their own businesses or interests. Visit the Google website to learn more about this program and see if AdSense is right for you.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie piąte. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat Kambodży. Zaznacz w tabeli znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania? true, a które nie, false. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
From the 9th to the 14th centuries, when Europe was still struggling out of the Dark Ages, the Cambodian Empire of Angkor covered most of present-day Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand. The heart of this empire, during the 12th century, was the ancient capital of Angkor Thom, near present-day Siem Reap, the site of the world's largest temple complexes, which were rediscovered in 1861. This spectacular city was built over 30 years under the reign of King Suryavarman II, 1113 to 1150. The area covers about 400 square kilometers and is full of the finest examples of Khmer art and architecture. Tourists are always amazed at the scale of the place. In Angkor Wat, you will find more than 100 stone monuments and temple buildings, each of which contains countless statues, sculptures, and reliefs that have weathered extremely little over the last 800 years. To see the whole thing can take several days. The most important temples to visit in the area are Angkor Wat, especially at sunrise or sunset.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
From the 9th to the 14th centuries, when Europe was still struggling out of the Dark Ages, the Cambodian Empire of Angkor covered most of present-day Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand. The heart of this empire, during the 12th century, was the ancient capital of Angkor Thom, near present-day Siem Reap, the site of the world's largest temple complexes, which were rediscovered in 1861. This spectacular city was built over 30 years under the reign of King Suryavarman II, 1113 to 1150. The area covers about 400 square kilometers and is full of the finest examples of Khmer art and architecture. Tourists are always amazed at the scale of the place. In Angkor Wat, you will find more than 100 stone monuments and temple buildings, each of which contains countless statues, sculptures, and reliefs that have weathered extremely little over the last 800 years. To see the whole thing can take several days. The most important temples to visit in the area are Angkor Wat, especially at sunrise or sunset.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie szóste. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie audycję radiową o rasach psów. Na podstawie zawartych w nagraniu informacji przyporządkuj zdania od A do F do odpowiadających im ras psów. Wpisz literę A, B, C, D, E lub F w odpowiednie miejsce w tabeli. Uwaga! Jedna informacja została podana dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej z ras. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Don't know what dog to choose as a pet? Let me tell you some distinct traits about some popular and not so popular breeds of dogs. Afghan hounds. Though quiet indoors, he should not be left unsupervised for long periods of time without personal attention and running exercise, for he bores easily and can become destructive. Don't let an Afghan hound off leash. For he is unbelievably fast and can gallop out of sight in seconds. His high hip bones make him one of the most agile of all breeds and one of the best jumpers. Fences must be high. He is sociable with other dogs, but may chase smaller pets. Beagles. Beagles are conveniently sized, handsome, and easy to groom. Beagles need much more exercise than most people give them, which is why you see so many fat beagles with health problems. Beagles require long, frequent walks and a fence yard where they can stretch their legs off leash. Fenced because beagles are explorers and chasers who will follow their nose wherever that fascinating sight or smell takes them. And since beagles are endowed with selective deafness, they seldom come back when you call them. English Bulldogs. Despite his gloomy mug, the English Bulldog is one of the most amiable of all breeds. Bulldog puppies are frisky, but adults are quiet and rather phlegmatic, spending much of the day snoring on the sofa. They do need some exercise to stay fit, preferably walks in cool weather. Some English bulldogs are friendly with strangers, while others are politely reserved. Though not a barking watchdog, his blocky build and odd rolling, shuffling gait give intruders pause. Golden Retriever. The Golden Retriever's kindly expression says it all. This is one of the finest family dogs in the world. Cheerful, demonstrative, trustworthy with everyone, and forgiving of any mistakes made by inexperienced owners. You must control his tendency to chew on objects. Provide a box filled with toys so he can carry things around in his mouth. A golden retriever remains enthusiastically puppy-like for many years, so early obedience training is required to instill calmness and good manners. Rhodesian Ridgeback. This is not a breed to sit quietly in your yard all day. Young Rhodesian Ridgebacks are especially rambunctious, bore easily, and can excavate vast holes. The most territorial of the hounds, the Rhodesian Ridgeback is aloof with strangers and should be accustomed to people at an early age, so that his guarding instinct remains controlled rather than indiscriminate. This breed is confident and independent, inclined to do things his own way, and will test members of the family to find his place in the pecking order. Consistent leadership and obedience training is a must.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Don't know what dog to choose as a pet? Let me tell you some distinct traits about some popular and not so popular breeds of dogs. Afghan hounds. Though quiet indoors, he should not be left unsupervised for long periods of time without personal attention and running exercise, for he bores easily and can become destructive. Don't let an Afghan hound off leash, for he is unbelievably fast and can gallop out of sight in seconds. His high hip bones make him one of the most agile of all breeds and one of the best jumpers. Fences must be high. He is sociable with other dogs, but may chase smaller pets. Beagles. Beagles are conveniently sized, handsome, and easy to groom. Beagles need much more exercise than most people give them, which is why you see so many fat beagles with health problems. Beagles require long, frequent walks and a fence yard where they can stretch their legs off leash. Fenced, because beagles are explorers and chasers who will follow their nose wherever that fascinating sight or smell takes them. And since beagles are endowed with selective deafness, they seldom come back when you call them. English Bulldogs. Despite his gloomy mug, the English Bulldog is one of the most amiable of all breeds. Bulldog puppies are frisky, but adults are quiet and rather phlegmatic, spending much of the day snoring on the sofa. They do need some exercise to stay fit, preferably walks in cool weather. Some English Bulldogs are friendly with strangers, while others are politely reserved. Though not a barking watchdog, his blocky build and odd rolling, shuffling gait give intruders pause. Golden Retriever. The Golden Retriever's kindly expression says it all. This is one of the finest family dogs in the world. Cheerful, demonstrative, trustworthy with everyone, and forgiving of any mistakes made by inexperienced owners. You must control his tendency to chew on objects. Provide a box filled with toys so he can carry things around in his mouth. A Golden Retriever remains enthusiastically puppy-like for many years, so early obedience training is required to instill calmness and good manners. Rhodesian Ridgeback. This is not a breed to sit quietly in your yard all day. Young Rhodesian Ridgebacks are especially rambunctious, bore easily, and can excavate vast holes. The most territorial of the hounds, the Rhodesian Ridgeback is aloof with strangers and should be accustomed to people at an early age so that his guarding instinct remains controlled rather than indiscriminate. This breed is confident and independent, inclined to do things his own way, and will test members of the family to find his place in the pecking order. Consistent leadership and obedience training is a must.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.